Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the show today. Head over to our website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can learn more about our family of design enthusiasts. Add your name to our email list, then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You'll be part of all the great things that we have going on. And the really great thing that's happening right now is that I get to introduce you to our guest today. She is known for bringing her California sensibility to collected and casual interiors. She's inspired by a home's architecture, using it to jumpstart a modern design that carefully links its history to its present. With a background in Bay Area luxury interiors and design project management, she understands and respects the working relationships formed with a team of specialists bringing a project to life. Her work in the field of interior design for the past 10 years has led to the development of her unique style and a fulfilling network with the industry's best craftspeople. She holds degrees in interior architecture and design, as well as English language and literature. Her rooms have appeared in Sunset, Domino, Lonnie, Rue, and Refinery 29, and she's become a requested industry expert for speaking engagements and brand ambassadorships. Her client list includes legal, medical, and creative professionals, as well as property developers. The studio is currently working on renovations and furnishings for homes and businesses in San Francisco, the East Bay, as well as Los Angeles. All of this keeps her quite busy making the world more beautiful. Lynn Leonidas, welcome to Million Dollar Decorating.
Thank you for having me, James.
Great to have you with us today, Lynn. Been looking forward to getting to chat with you. Take us back and tell us the story, Lynn, of you falling in love with the world of design for the first time.
Sure. Well, it actually starts as long as I can remember. I am born into a family of like designers and builders. So my father is now a retired general contractor. The rest of my family is pretty creative and artistic in their own right. They live in Thailand, so it's a much different world than where I live, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. But I've always been influenced by drawing and art and building.
So there was never any question in your mind of the professional path you were going to take?
You know what? I did take a different path first. I had a pit stop in the humanities in college. So I've always loved reading. Research is a really big part of what I do and what I'm passionate about with the industry. And so I studied English literature and language and then also American literature before I found my true calling, which is interior design.
Well, the principles of research really apply in both, don't they?
Yeah. And I love stories. Apply that to my clients and our projects. So it really starts from reading a lot of stories and being able to explore.
Wonderful. Well, so tell us about the projects that you're working on right now, Lynn. What's got you in the studio happy and excited these days?
Sure. We have a lot of things going on this year. I've only been in business for a little over 2 years. And so the business is constantly evolving. And our projects have changed too. Right now, I am happy with our projects. We are working in the San Francisco Bay Area mostly, and I'm mostly a residential interior designer, although I've done work in restaurants and commercial design also. We have a few projects in each of those, but mainly residential interior design. This year, we are working on a really beautiful Georgian home, local to in Piedmont in the East Bay, and I'm really excited about it because it's a traditional Georgian home, and it really speaks to my interests and research and just the historical context that I love to work on. On the flip side, I'm also working on interior architecture for an industrial loft. So that's a blank canvas. It's a lot of fun. And those are two things we work on is furnishings and also interior architecture. So I like to have the best of both worlds, and that makes for a really fulfilling roster for us. Also, this year we are developing a product. It's a design kit is what it's called. And it is the concept of a room in a box. You may have heard it. Some other designers also offer this service. The design of a room. It's partially e-design, but we also deliver a box with materials and plans. So we're developing that this year, and I'm really happy with how it's turning out so far.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Do you have a launch date yet?
Probably at the end of the year. I think I took on this project, I dived into it, but not really knowing how much work would go into it. It's actually probably been almost a year of development. And with that in mind, we are trying to take it very seriously, and we are going to work with lots of publicity in like the different cities we're trying to hit. So it's become its own huge project department of our firm. So
it has its own life, in other words, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when it launches, you'll have to come back on the show and tell us all about it. Will you do that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That would be great. Super. So when you think then about your experience in the industry, the time that you spent manning your own firm and the growth that you've experienced since you've launched, what is it that you love the most about the work that you get to do right now, Lynn?
Sure. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I love research. That is the biggest thing for me. And that can include, spending countless hours on first dibs, reading a lot of design books, and also going back to the fundamentals and the foundation of architecture and interiors. So I will really get into the profiles of like molding, trim work. I love to see all that. And it's inspired a lot by like European travel, and also Thailand, where my family is from, my background. So getting to see all over the world how people have developed languages for building.
Travel really is an important part of the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's a nice fringe benefit that designers and artists get to find inspiration from travel, yeah.
Lovely. You have any big trips planned? Anything coming up this year?
This year, I'm sitting pretty close to home, which is a little bit different from other years for me. But my studio and our team, we moved to a bigger space this year. So we would like to just get a feel for it and, start off this year or the next few years right in our studio.
Feet firmly planted on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Got it. I got that. So research is the thing that you're the most passionate about. What's the biggest challenge that you come across in the work that you do, Lynn?
Okay. I've been thinking about this question for the past few weeks, actually. And I have probably had a few answers in my head. There's probably the answer that's like more honest and vulnerable. And there's maybe an answer that's like more polished. And so I will, I'll go into one, I'll probably go into both. But so one challenge for me is I've started managing our team, and I've only had a team for the last year out of the 2 years that we've been in business. And that can be difficult, I think, to remain a source of like inspiration and aspiration for the designers, and also remain like friendly and comfortable to talk to, and so we can all work together. That sometimes can be challenging, as I have had to develop a lot of my boundaries and execute them too. And also, as a person who loves to take on all the aspects of the business, I really enjoy being able to divide it up to my coworkers, but there's an element of letting go of control there too. And then presenting a united front to our clients that, we are we've all planned this together. Yeah, it can take, you take more management that way.
It does take some very focused management, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a bit different. It's many hats of owning a business, right? So it's like designing, and then it's managing and getting along with people.
How does your time break down, or the breakdown of your time lay out percentage wise? Do you find yourself spending the most amount of time designing, or are you spending the most amount of your time managing?
No, I probably spend about 30 to 40% of my job designing. 30 to 40% designing, which I think is actually very lucky for business owners and like artistic art entrepreneurs. It can sometimes be like 10% of your time is actually doing artwork. But I sort of set it up in a way that my coworkers are helping me with some of the tasks that aren't necessarily design. So 30-40% designing, probably about 30, another equal percentage, like managing and dividing up tasks and working on our agenda. And then the rest of the time is like client interface, really.
Important also, isn't
yes.
it? Speak for a moment to our listeners at home, Lynn. They tune into the show curious to hear about our designers and our guests, things that you're working on, but they're also curious to pick up a tip or an idea on how they might create a little more beauty in their home. What would be your message to them today?
Sure. I think you've already mentioned it a little bit when you described our work. I am a really big proponent of designing for your architecture. So thinking about the architecture of the home that you live in and designing something that is congruent with it, that will give you something timeless. You know, when you walk into the home, it's not a big shock that it's a huge contrast between the outside and the inside. Maybe that's my California sensibility, but I love the total work, you know, like the outside, the inside, the lifestyle, maybe the car you drive. I love everything fitting together. And that is something that I strive to work for my clients. I really love to imagine their stories, bring in all parts of their lives to work with the inside.
That line of continuity really does become important, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, I mean, I think that's when you get like great work, you know, when you're not just designing something that's in a capsule.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you find that clients understand that, or is that something that you have to teach to them as something that you bring to the table in a project?
Yeah, I would actually, I'd say a lot of the clients that come to me, and we've touched a little bit upon the kind of clients that we work with. We work with a lot of artistic clients, actually. So I have a few clients who like own design agencies, or they're designers themselves, or they have artistic endeavors. Those clients do come to me with that in mind already. But otherwise, yes, that's if they don't, and if it's new to them, it's something that I definitely propose from the first time we start talking together.
Sure.
I want to get them excited, you know, about their life.
Absolutely. Now, have you taken those principles and applied them in the design on the place that you call home?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
What's that experience been like for you?
I live in a very quintessential Oakland or Berkeley style bungalow. And it is pretty reflective of my lifestyle. It's like a little cottage style. And it's very comfortable. And the outside is really beautiful and native gardening. And so the interior is that cottage style. And it's also decorated in that way, I would say. There are some surprising elements, but I would say walking in now or walking in like 20 or 30 years from now, it's pretty timeless. Works with our lives. Yeah.
Wonderful. What would our listeners be most surprised to find in your home?
Okay. yeah, that question's funny. I don't know if people will be surprised at this, maybe, but I have like a dedicated space that's like sort of like an altar, like sacred space. Mm-hmm. I guess that's pretty Northern California a little bit, actually. But it's not your typical altar. There's not like a deity at the top or at the end, but it's got some incense and candles. It's just, it touches on that sense, the sensory, the smell sense.
Sure.
And that is also a really important element for creating that total work. So
that's a wonderful way to introduce it into the home then.
Yeah. There's a lot out there right now too. So much great incense and essential oils that people are putting together.
Lots to choose from, that's for sure. If you had an opportunity, Lynn, to spend an hour or so with a style or design hero of yours, someone whose work has greatly influenced you and your life and your work, they might be living, might be deceased. Who would you pick and tell us why?
Sure. I'm so excited about this question, actually. So my favorite designer is who I'd love to meet, and that is Thomas O'Brien. Thomas O'Brien, he runs a studio in New York, and I'm sure many people have heard of him. He runs Aero Studios, and he also has a line at Target, or he had in the past, of product design and home products. And he's a wonderful, amazing interior designer. I love that the way he lives is very reflective of his work. Again, that concept of total work, which in it's also a German concept. It's called Gesamtkunstwerk, and he really lives that. And even the way he writes, he has a few books out. He just seems like really friendly, and his interiors are really casual and just beautiful. A lot of historical context in them too, because he mostly does work on the East Coast.
A good pick, a very talented gentleman, someone who we admire greatly, and that would be kind of cool to get to spend some time with him, no doubt about that. What's the best decorating advice that you've ever come across, Lynn?
Okay. This one can be a little bit conceptual, but the best decorating advice and the best thing I've learned from other decorators also and other designers I've worked for is scale. I feel like it's all about scale, and that can be hard to pinpoint, to teach clients how to work with scale. It also is what makes your designer valuable, really, because we know how to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
A very important tool. For sure. Let's do a hypothetical. We pray it never happens, but if there were a fire at the house, family, loved ones, animals, they're all safe. But what's the one object in your home, Lynn, that you would risk the flames to save?
Okay. I'm very, very sentimental about my books. So I have collected many books over the years, and I have many design books that are out of print. I have art books that are out of print, and a lot of first editions of literature. I'd be very sad to see them go. Although realistically, I don't think I'd be able to save them all if I'm running out of the house. But they mean a lot to me. And then I also think, as a designer, maybe I'm not as sentimental about furniture, just because I'm constantly expose really great furniture, and it would just give me an opportunity to redecorate or redesign a new house.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. So I'm not, I think maybe that comes as a surprise that I can let go of furniture, but there are some sentimental things to me that
I understand.
That I can't find again. Right. So, yeah.
Well, thinking about those books that you love so much, give us a book recommendation, something that you believe ought to be on the bookshelf of every design lover who's listening.
Sure. I'm going to mention again Thomas O'Brien, because his book American Modern was very pivotal in my design history. But also the book that really blows me out of the water, too, I want to recommend to everybody, is The Way Home by Jeffrey Billiber. That's a design book. It is just beautiful. And it, when it came out, I was just so surprised. The styling in it is beautiful. The writing is great. It's just, it's a great piece of work. And then I also mentioned that I actually have two copies of like the books that I love. I keep one for writing all over. I like make notes about the styling and post-it notes everywhere. And then I have another copy that I lend out to clients. So
that's a good, that's a good system. I'd not thought about that, but keeps the ones that you love safe, right?
Yeah, I'll always have a copy here, and then one out on loan.
Exactly, exactly. Lynn, that brings us down to the very last question today. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I am going to paint a little picture for you and then get your thoughts. I'm curious to hear what you have to say on this. Imagine that you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world. It's physically identical to the Earth that you know, but you don't know a single soul. You still have all the experience and the knowledge you currently possess. Your food and shelter are taken care of, but your new home is empty. All you have is a laptop, a mobile phone, and about $1,000 in your pocket. What would you do over the next 7 days to begin to decorate your new home?
Okay, this is the most challenging question. It took me many weeks to think about this one. And also, it's a fun question. So I would say, let's see, $1,000. I probably wouldn't try to get any furnishings because I don't think I'd go very far with that. But I would say I'd probably get a few tools for designing on paper. So make sure I get, you know, my scale ruler, my my watercolors, and like some great drafting equipment for that. That would only be a fraction of $1,000. The next thing I would do is probably buy a bunch of plaster. And I'm imagining that I could really build out the interior of my new place with like plaster seating and plaster lamps. And I would have this totally white space really at the end of it. And it reminds me of like the Greek vacation homes, like the beach homes. It could look like that. Mm-hmm. And then also I'm inspired by the designer who lived in San Francisco. His name was John Dickinson. And he had a beautiful home in a firehouse in San Francisco. And it was decorated with the most basic materials, really. He used a lot of plaster, a lot of canvas, created some beautiful shapes, and it was very impactful. So I would probably follow in that suit.
Some very sophisticated approaches. I love those ideas. Thank you for sharing those with us today, Lynn.
Thank you. And
thanks for your time. Yeah, this has been fun getting to chat with you. I appreciate you being with us today.
It has been fun. I really hope we do get to meet in person one day. I look forward to it.
I look forward to it also. Want to say a big thank you to our subscribers who are tuning into the show today. None of this means anything without you. We appreciate you and your dedication to the show, telling your friends about the show, and helping us to continue to grow. Remember to go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to Lynn's website so you can follow all the great things that she and her team are involved in. We'll post a link to the two books that she's recommended to us. The Way Home by Jeffrey Billhuber, and the other was the Thomas O'Brien book, American Modern. We'll post links to both of those. If you don't have them in your library, you want them both in your library. Trust me. Click those links, add them, and you can send your appreciation to Lynn, thanking her for those recommendations. While you're there on our site, click a few more buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. RoomStyler is the most user-friendly and widely used design platform for designers, furniture retailers, manufacturers, corporations, and millions of interior design enthusiasts. quickly convert from 2D plans to 3D render and view on any device. Visit roomstyler.com today.